The next guest, Josh Jenkins, he's our AFL fantasy expert. G'day, JJ.
Hey, Kane, how you going?
Good news. The buys are done. What does that mean for us?
Well, it means we can get back to normal. Everyone's complaining about the football side of things, the buys, but they annoyed us in the fantasy world as well. So, full slate of games, which means we can hopefully get back to scoring about 2,000 points.
When you watch footy, give us your perspective. Are you watching to enjoy the game, or do you always have your fantasy hat on?
Well, the thing, football's all, tonight's game's pretty much going to speak for itself. You'd hope it's just a really good game of footy, but a game that may not be as good, 16-17, something like that. You can put your fantasy hat on and just cheer on the boys that you've got in your side. Every time they get a kick, you get a little bit of a kick out of it. So it adds a little bit of intrigue into any game.
Josh, you've been the bargains. Anyone recent times has just been an absolute steal?
Yeah, there have been plenty. It's a tough time of year now because a lot of the young kids, the weederings, the high draft picks, they've earned their money. They've probably maxed out. So you get them all for about $125,000 at the start of the year. And those guys, weedering, for example, he's up to $312,000. I've stuck with him, but for the most part, they've made their money. They've probably maxed out. So it's time to cash in on a few of those young guys.
What about a guy like Callum Mills from Sydney?
Yeah, same sort of similar sort of scenario as weedering. He starts off quite low in price. I think he wasn't 125 some of the young guys, but he did start off quite low. He's up to 337. He's made 110,000 for owners that have had him since the start. But you're probably looking the point of the year where you upgrade him to a premium defender.
What's been your biggest mistake, JJ, this year?
There've been plenty, Cornsy. I actually got sacked from this slot for a week earlier in the year. Tommy Lynch had to take over for me. We've come back from there, but there's a few young guys that I've tried to hit on and I haven't played yet, so I've still got them on the bench waiting for them to come in and make me a bit of money. So, never fear, first year blues, but continuing to learn along the way.
And the captaincy is always a very difficult choice. This week, who have you gone for?
Yeah, it's your man, Rory Sloane. He's the lock. He has to be. I've crunched a few of the numbers today. And,
another 13 tackles for Rory, hopefully.
Yeah, that's the thing that's separating him at the moment. The last four games, round 11, he had 32 touches, 8 tackles for 140. Round 12, 29 disposals, had 9 clearances, scored 107. Round 14, another 30 and 13 tackles.
What's
and
a tackle 15, worth, Josh?
Tackle's worth 4, I believe, so... If you are Sloane and you're getting 13 a week, that's half the battle. So in his last four, he's been averaging 127 points. And if you've got the C next to his name, you double that. So it's happy days.
Okay, we'll put a bit of pressure on you. Who are you trading in and who are you trading out?
Yeah, I'm looking at the guys that did a little bit of homework today. There's a bunch of guys that are less than $500,000 in price, but they average over 100. So Aaron Hall, Sam Mitchell, Steele Sidebottom, Lee Montagna, and Jack Viney are all less than 500 grand, but they average over 100. And then there's a bunch of guys who are well and truly over 500,000, but they average less than. It's our old friend Bernie Vince. He's 510 grand, but he doesn't quite score 100.
Oh.
His teammate Nathan Jones, he's actually 530 grand. And then an interesting one, Marcus Bontempelli, although he's having a great season, he's only averaging 93, which is still good. Mm. But if you're spending that premium money, you want to be getting your 105 average.
Josh, we've been enjoying your article that you've been writing for ESPN Australia. It's been a big few days in the NBA. You wrote about free agency, but did you see the move of Kevin Durant to the Warriors coming?
No, I definitely didn't. I probably should have, but that's the way that the league's turning now. We probably should have all seen it coming, but the Warriors sent all their brass, their four best players went and wined and dined him, and just after midnight when the free agency period started. So it has turned the league on its head. It's probably danger signs because there's only really looks like being three or four relevant teams next year, and everyone else is going to be light years behind. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Could you see a similar thing happening in the AFL world?
No, I don't think so. I think the free agency's been actually better. We've seen a few of the big dogs, Buddy Franklin's and even, James Brawley move across from Melbourne to Hawthorn. But for the most part, I actually think free agency's benefited middle-tier clubs. We've benefited, getting someone like Eddie Betts. And I think free agency, whilst it's going to have some growing pains with compensation picks and all these sorts of things, I think it's great in our league.
And Josh, just as you go, 2 weeks in a row at the MCG, fantastic experience for the team and the younger players. And Carlton have upset a few in recent times, so you can't take them lightly.
They certainly have. I actually watched a footy flashback the other day, a classic quarter of Carlton beat us, and that was only 2 years ago. And, you know, we've certainly had our troubles with Carlton at different stages and seen them play some really good footy this year. So we'd like to play, whilst we got the result we were looking for last week, we'd like to play a little bit better. And if we do, that hopefully means 2 wins at the G in a row.
Josh, thanks for your time. Good luck on Sunday, and thanks for joining us. Great friend of our program in 5AA.
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
Good luck to Josh and the Crows. He's across all sports, loves his American sport. We enjoy talking to him, Wilts.